Gary Cohn has decided to return to whatever he's decided to return to. Larry Kudlow, maybe the next guy, is the chief economic advisor. According to some networks, we've had a 43% change in upper management at the Trump White House in just the last year. Despite that,
this administration is running like a fine-tuned machine.
So a couple of openings. There will always be change.
Yeah, there'll be people. I'm not going to be specific, but there'll be people that change. They always change. Sometimes they want to go out and do something else, but they all want to be in the White House.
So it certainly is a scandal porn, isn't it, for certain networks who are mesmerized by all this?
Absolutely is. But I think if you look at any, I mean, look at this radio station. How much change have we had in the last one or two years?
Has there been change here?
There's been change. I mean, I think if you roll at a level when things are coming and going, I think that there's always going to be change. And sooner or later, things settle down.
Well, let me go down the hall and ask Mancow. Let's walk into the program. Chris Plant, who joins us every morning at 9 Intel Rush. So Chris Plant, my friend, who's been in the belly of the beast there for a long time, and at one network, which according to Anderson Cooper, or who was playing Anderson Cooper, I should say, on SNL, CNN, your choice for impeachment porn from SNL last week. Do you look at the White House in a state of chaos, or do you think there is a method to this madness?
Oh, I don't know that there's a lot of method to it, but I'm not sure that it's necessarily all that much more chaotic than previous administrations in the first year. But the media industrial complex is focused on this in a laser-like way that it hasn't been in previous administrations. Now, I'd say the turnover is probably a little bit higher, but honestly, if you look at the first year of the Clinton administration, the Obama administration, you see 20-some-odd people leaving in the first year. And that's not a big surprise. I think this administration is probably a bigger pressure cooker. It's more of a pressure cooker. If you're in the first year of Obama or Clinton, when you go out to restaurants, people pop corks and confetti falls from the ceiling. And when you're with the Trump administration, people throw tomatoes at you. So it's a slightly different experience for people in Washington working for this administration versus other administrations. But sure, there are a lot of people leaving, and it shouldn't come as a big surprise for a variety of reasons.
So, Chris, do you get the sense that this tariff deal, it was the final straw with Gary Cohn, but Donald Trump is going to reward the people that put him in the White House, and those people include steel workers and people in heavy industry in the Rust Belt. So at this point, we're just going to have to take a big deep breath and see what happens and adjust to it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I'm not even sure we're going to see tariffs imposed. And if we do, for what period of time? Because honestly, and I'm guessing like everybody else, but I honestly think that President Trump is putting this out there, that this is how he negotiates, that this is how he bargains. He's a herd of cattle in a China shop, and he comes ripping through the place, and nobody knows what happened. And somehow, a month later, he pretty much got what he wanted.
Okay, well, you know, we look at what the so-called chaos. You look at Gary Cohn. He's leaving the White House. But by all means, he and Trump are good friends. They rose up and made a lot of money as businessmen. He'll still advise the president. Maybe it's just time to go back and reap some of these tax cuts he helped him put into order.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, you come in, and a lot of these guys have a lot of money, and they don't care how much money they're making this year. But when they go back to business, they're making a lot of money. These are people that make tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And when they step out of the private sector and go into government, they really are taking a hit. And a lot of them do it. So it's very common in both parties and all administrations to take these jobs for a relatively short period of time. And then you've always got it on your resume. You're always the guy who was Treasury Secretary or Director of the OMB or something like that. And these are good credentials to have. But you do it for a little while, and then you go back to your real life. This isn't their real life.
Yeah. Chris Plant is here. You'll hear him 9 until 11. I heard you talk about this yesterday, but for those who missed your show, Sam Nunberg, your just overall thoughts on that tour de force we saw day before yesterday with 5 cable shows, and he may or may not have attempted those cable shows after a lengthy lunch. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that, we should probably take his guns away based on his behavior from day before yesterday. He's a potential menace to himself and everyone around him. I kind of felt sorry for the guy after a while. He's obviously a little bit of a mess, let's say. And you talk about him drinking, and his eyes started shifting all over the place when he was on CNN. And he admits to being on his meds and defends, you know, for antidepressants. And he immediately became sort of defensive about that. And he contradicted himself throughout the day and so on. It was a very bad day for him. And honestly, it was a worse day for the media, because it was like torturing a learning disabled adult or something. It was mean-spirited. It was vicious. It was political. They were laughing up their sleeves. It was an awful demonstration. Even some people in academia and in the media have noticed that the media really outdid themselves day before yesterday, in particular CNN and MSNBC in particular, but it goes much wider than that as well. They sort of abused this guy for entertainment reasons. It was like a cat torturing a mouse. And I felt bad for him over a period of time, but he shouldn't be going on TV. And in the end, of course, he said he would cooperate with Mueller, which was the original sticking point. I was hopeful at first that we had somebody who was going to stand on principle and say, this has gone far enough and it shall go no further.
And I will not respond.
A fighter would come out. Yeah, but that wasn't what happened.
Far be it from television to find something that some people might find entertaining and use it to their advantage.
Never happened before.
No.
Chris Plant is here. Chris, we're talking about Method of the Madness. It seems to have worked with North Korea. Your thoughts?
You know, I he deserves all the credit in the world for North Korea. President Trump does. He honestly does. This is he took the box of rocks and shook it up and turned it upside down. And everybody was apparently content with the status quo. The status quo was to sit here and quake in fear of North Korea, that they might kill us one of these days out of the blue. It was a pretty lame and a not very American approach to dealing with North Korea. We've been pandering to them and giving them everything they want since the Clinton administration. And by the way, I heard a Clinton fan bragging yesterday on MSNBC that Clinton cut a deal where we just provided them with this and they agreed to not enrich uranium that could be used in weapons. Mm-hmm. And they said that with a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
And now, obviously, they have weapons. So how did that work out? I think President Trump rattled their cage, lit things up, frightened them, stopped behaving like a quivering, frightened teenager. And that North Korea is responding, and we're getting very positive results from it. And President Trump deserves all of the credit for this.
Chris, I look forward to hearing your show at 9 o'clock with scandal porn being topic number one, and we'll talk to you next week and have a terrific day.
It is. That's the phrase of the week, I think, scandal porn.
Absolutely. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
There goes Chris Plant, a native of Chicago, now working in the swamp. So described swamp every day from 9 until 11.
John and I were talking earlier. I was telling him I was reading a list about what millennials are concerned of. And one is number one thing millennial women are concerned about is climate change. Number two is large-scale conflict. If that is truly your concern, and the president has North and South Korea talking this morning, you need to give him some respect on that. He's winning.
Well, there's a step in that direction. Yeah. Absolutely. The fact that they're going to suspend their nuke program, so they say, and start talks. We've given up a kind of a strategic position on agreeing to sit down and talk with him. That elevates him, obviously. But certainly I think it's worth talking. And more Chris Plant on scandal porn, or as they put so succinctly on SNL last Saturday night.
Good evening. I'm Anderson Cooper, and this is CNN, your number one source for impeachment porn.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.